Severn River Publishing presents Sign of the Maker by Brian Christopher Shea. Narrated by Corey M. Snow. Chapter 1. The morning walk through the park had been exhilarating for several reasons, most importantly because he was approaching an end to the weeks of tireless effort. It would soon be over. He had time, 7 minutes to be precise, and if he was anything, he was precise. He'd calculated the moment of time he now took to sit on the bench and watch the birds. His back was to Beacon Street, where many of Boston's wealthiest lived, looking down on the green of the common. The exhaust from a passing bus momentarily tainted the park's air, until a gust of wind cleared it away. He settled, pressing against the hardwood as the birds shuffled around his feet. Most people hated pigeons, seeing them as rats with wings. But he did not. He saw the subtle variances of gray in their wings to be just as dynamic and unique as a brightly colored toucan. To him, the birds were fearless. He respected their defiance in the way they held their ground against humans who scurried about in the overpopulated city. They didn't cower and fly off, like the more skittish and delicate birds. Sure, they'd shift and adjust themselves, maybe give a quick flight to move out of the way of a jogger or cyclist or speedwalker, but they always returned. He felt a connection to the winged creatures, mostly for their ability to hide in plain sight. The man on the bench was invisible, too. He, like the pigeon, moved in and out among these people without even receiving a passing glance. By design, the soft, muted colors of his uninspired clothing added to his ability to blend into the backdrop. He was neither good-looking nor ugly. An average person carried an intrinsic anonymity. On the outside, he was nothing but a waif of a man. Shorter than most, smaller than most. But his mind was anything but small. Early in his youth, he'd found that exposing the true nature of his genius caused others to look at him differently. His parents had been the first to notice, and it intimidated them. As he grew, he learned even his enlightened professors were no match for...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?